Showtime.
Hello, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today? It's WrestleMania Sunday.
You just jumped all over my fucking line.
Sorry, I'm just so excited for WrestleMania Sunday.
I was going to talk about how I was excited. I was going to go, welcome to WrestleMania!
You can still do that.
You know, like how Vince McMahon, said that.
I'm very aware of how Vince McMahon is.
Jake Scheidel, you say you love me like a brother. Mm-hmm. Well, I hate you.
Oh, no.
I hate your guts! And at WrestleMania, did you watch Survivor last night? That's all that's going to be left of you all over the ring!
Well, now
sorry,
I'm
just
WrestleMania. I was so excited, and now I'm freaked out.
Yeah,
because
I was just possessed by the spirit of the Macho Man there.
Yeah, where do you think his ghost is at? You think it's floating around?
An extremely cool place.
Yeah. Do you think I imagine Macho Man Randy Savage's ghost is like the manager at 7-Eleven that sells Slim Jims? Because
That's not even remotely. He's okay. You know that picture of the Macho Man where he's like sitting by the ocean on some rocks, staring pensively out into the water.
Yes, I absolutely know what you're talking about.
You would know this picture if you'd seen it because it's like the best picture in existence.
Okay.
He's just there.
Oh, he's just hanging out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see it. I'll look up that picture when we're done recording.
It is extremely good.
Here's a more important question, though. All respect to the deceased Randy Savage, but we have to talk about other things right now. And that thing is, did you watch Survivor last night?
I did do that.
I'm not super proud of that segue. I just want you to know. But you know what? We're past it, and we don't have to talk about it anymore. This week's episode was called Dirty Deed. It's fine. It's like
I think they were trying to tie in with WrestleMania.
Oh yeah,
that's the name of the finisher of a certain Mr. Dean Ambrose. Deanold Ambrose.
Did anybody say Dirty Deed in the episode?
I don't think so.
I always check the episode title before watching it, and then like keep an ear out for it. But nobody said that. Unless I'm misremembering.
I don't even think it really matters if it was said. It wasn't memorable that it was said, even if it was.
Yeah, and also, like, what was the dirty deed? Like, every character kind of played the part that they were expected to play in this game.
Yeah.
Nothing crossed me as particularly dirty that anyone
did.
This
was not an AC/DC situation, that's for
sure. No, it definitely was not that. Here's what I want to do. I want to expand this segment at the top of the show. I think from here on out, we should write down episode titles that we think would be better than our quotes from the show. So if something jumps out at you and be like, that would be a good episode title, write it down.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about
I look forward to you doing that and me never remembering to do that. Because you have stuff to read. Like, you're writing things while you're watching it. And I, let me tell you, am not.
That's fair. It's weird for me. When you were down here a couple weeks ago, I had already taken the notes on the episode. So when we watched the episode together, I didn't have to take notes. And it was the weirdest experience for me.
Just experiencing the episode. Like, I don't understand.
It's just like, this is how TV is watched. It's weird to watch a show and not.
This is how normies watch Survivor.
This is weird. So we start off on the Nuku tribe. They discuss the vote, and JT tells us that tribal council went about as badly as it could have for him. I can think of one worse thing that would happen for you, JT.
Yeah, there was one thing that could have gone worse.
So he goes idol hunting, and then he finds a clue and digs up the idol, and he says he will never tell another soul. I don't want to spoil anything, but you should at least tell one other soul that you have the immunity idol.
Yep.
Your dad, Jeff Probst. We'll get into that. Oh my god, this episode was... Remember how in the beginning I was like, I don't know about this season. It might be bad. Oh my god, I was so wrong.
No, it's a good season.
So much good stuff has happened. Then we get right into the reward challenge. They win peanut butter and jelly and bread and cookies. And Second place wins some pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which is still not a bad prize. I eat a PB&J sandwich almost every day.
I think it's a neat, kind of a neat prize to have because it's something simple, but it's something that would sound really good to you if you'd just been eating rice.
Well, PB&J also has like, oh, is it PB&J? No, it was peanut butter, just peanut butter and cookies. I think there those girls, I think it was in Australia, were like, this is like a classic Survivor. I don't know if you remember this, but it was a big deal when Survivor still made like headline news. Jenna and somebody else, not Jenna from the challenge, she was like 9 years old when this happened. They were all standing on poles in the water, and it was just like, who can stand on the pole? And they were like, we'll get naked for chocolate and cookies or whatever, or peanut butter and cookies. And Jeff Probst was like, all right, that's cool. You could have just left, but if you want to get naked, this is what reality TV is in 2003. Thanks. So they have to grapple a bow from the sand and then balance a ball on that bow over a couple different balance beams and then grapple a handle from the sand and balance a ball over those same balance beams and then do a slide puzzle. And then while strategizing, Debbie volunteers to do the balance portion of the challenge and then...
She has a very good sense of balance or whatever the fuck she said.
Yeah. And everybody's like, yeah, sounds good. And then she royally fucks up when it's actually her turn to cross the balance beams. Tavua wins, Nuku takes second place, Mana loses, and Debbie blames it on Brad and calls him a dictator. Okay,
obviously it didn't make any sense because this was fucking insane, but... in like her just inability to cope with failure, but like you got what you wanted.
Yeah, and then she didn't
perform. You were like, "I'm good at this," and then people were like, "Okay,
yeah,
yeah, we'll let you do it."
And then she didn't do it.
And nobody was even mean to her about it.
Yeah, this is a weird episode for her. Like, she's a weird person to begin with.
She's an incredibly weird person,
and this was just another level.
Oh my god, her doing fucking rage push-ups.
Oh my god.
With like four people around her. It wasn't even like she was doing it by
herself.
She was
showing off. She
was sitting with other people. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I hate Debbie. I fucking hate her.
Yeah, I can't.
That's the kind of thing, if that ever got to her, like, I don't give a shit. There's certain people that I wouldn't want, you know, because they're people or whatever, but like,
Debbie, not a person. Is that what you're saying?
Basically. She doesn't fucking act like one.
I know. She is strange. Over on the Tavua tribe, Sarah is feeling pretty good about her place in the game, but doesn't want to be overconfident. She listens to the show and talks to Troy-Zan about potentially working together. And then Troy-Zan agrees that they should work together, but he does not tell her about his idol. Smart move, old man.
Yeah, you gotta make her earn your trust first.
Mm-hmm. Earn that trust. Very important. You gotta earn your stripes. What? That's a different show. Over on the Mana tribe, Debbie is still upset about the challenge and complains to everyone about Brad being a dictator and how Haley is given whatever she wants. She claims that Haley took 10 minutes on the balance beam, whereas Debbie, according to Debbie, got across on her first try.
Also, yeah, Haley got across easily.
I have to assume she was talking about the first balance beam, because I think she was fucking up on the second one.
Yeah.
But they didn't show that in detail, so I can't know for sure. But yeah, like...
But also, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's like a team effort, my friend. You remember how you're on teams?
It wasn't like they were like, after the first balance beam, you couldn't do this anyway, but they're like, all right, Debbie, you can't do the balance beam anymore.
Yeah.
Haley gets to do it because we like her.
We like her. She's prettier than you, so we like her.
Also, they were trying to vote Haley off last week.
Yeah.
Like, it very closely came down between her and Caleb.
Well.
Or 2 weeks ago, right? Yeah,
whatever.
2 weeks ago.
Debbie doesn't know.
Yeah, this is the problem. This is trying to analyze nonsensical statements. Like, you can't. Like, it's not worth putting the time in to analyze yeah. it, because it, on its face, is so ridiculous.
Yeah. I understand that she makes for good TV. It's just like, fucking, why? Like, she's supposedly a very good strategic player, but...
No, she isn't, though.
She's shown shades of it. Maybe not this season, but in... What, was she on Ko Rong?
Yeah.
She... I feel like she made some good moves when necessary.
She did, but then it was really easy to cut her loose
yeah.
when the time came.
Since she's such a phenomenal strategic player, she decides to target Brad. That goes nowhere. Spoiler alert, nothing happens about that after that.
If they hadn't won immunity, she would have been voted off.
Yeah. Over on the Mana tribe... Wait, no, this is the Nuku tribe. Right? Yikes. Over on Nuku, JT thinks Michaela is mentally off because she seemed angry at the challenge, and then she asked for 7 drips of coffee and a spoonful of sugar. As a joke, it was a bit she was doing, and Aubrey was like, "That's a funny little bit you're doing. I'll gladly do that for you." And JT just did not like it.
JT was being like a weird asshole.
Well,
this whole time.
Apparently he is just a weird asshole. So.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not looking. Sandra eats all of the sugar in the jar that they won at that reward challenge so that JT will think Michaela is taking it all for herself, and then he will target her. This is why she's won twice. That's such a good move.
It's like an insane thing to do. Like, I think a regular person would never consider doing that.
She's not a so regular insane, person.
But like, she's not, and it is like, I mean, it's a strategic move.
And it paid off. That was very smart. I loved her little look into the camera like, oops.
Well, it's nice because it gives her, and it did give her the leeway where she's like, well, I'll pit these people against each other, mm-hmm. and then I can pick which one I want to keep around.
Yeah. Get the target off her back. She keeps saying, like, I don't know how to do anything else but make Diddy 39, and it's like, yeah, you're making that quite clear. Just keep the heat off yourself, and you're sitting pretty.
Obviously, I want this to turn with Michaela getting her out.
If Michaela got Sandra out, oh my god, that would be amazing.
I think she could do it, because I think Michaela's the type of person that's going to look at that situation and be like, yeah, this has got to happen.
Yeah, it won't happen Michaela's for not a the kind while.
Of person. Michaela is not the kind of person that is going to, like, latch on to somebody that will win over her in the final three.
I don't think that Sandra is long for this game post-merge. Because I think Michaela will want to get her out. I think Aubrey will want to get her out. I think Brad will want to get her out. Trying to think of who else. Varner will probably want to get her out. So if they all team up, they can get her out easily. Especially if they have an idol or something.
I think it'll be easy to convince people to get her out, too. Like, all you have to say is, like, hey, she's won twice.
Yeah.
If you go to the final three with her, you're going to lose.
Yeah. And I think maybe people aren't thinking of that just yet because it's still fairly early in the game. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're just trying to make it to the merge at this point.
Yeah.
I honestly, though, I almost would want to get her out before.
Before the merge. It would be smart to get her out Tribal Council number one, but...
Yeah. Well, because like, she doesn't really help you on challenges, and... I also, like, I just wouldn't want to have to deal with her as a jury member. Like,
yeah.
If you get her out, I don't know. Like, there's a chance that she would respect that you got her out, but there's also a chance that she would, like, do everything she could to make sure you didn't win.
I think if she already had a good opinion of you, and she took and you took her out... She would respect your gameplay because she's like, you're the only person who's ever been able to do this. Here's my vote for you to win $1 million. But if she didn't like you and you voted her out, she would take that out on you and vote against you in the final three. I was reading an interview with Malcolm, and he was saying, like, they asked him... Specifically about that, like, how is Sandra still in the game? She's the only person to ever win this game 2 times. And he's like, Well, she's a huge target, so people want to keep her around, and so you can always get her out later. And also, she's just, like, a very nice, fun person to be around. And it's like, well, in this game, I guess that's a fair reason to keep someone around if you like being around them. Like, if you had to pick between her and Debbie to, like, sit 16 hours on a beach with, like...
It's like keeping Ozzy around during the whole tribe part of it, because it's like, well, he's giving us food.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what happens to Ozzy after the merge, assuming he makes it that far.
I think he will.
I also am interested in seeing how Suri and Sandra play off of each other, since they're like two of the best players ever. Was Suri in Heroes vs. Villains? I don't remember. She's been on every season. Oh, Andrea. Andrea's another one that won't let Sandra win.
Ah, all right.
So anyway.
This is kind of a non sequitur, but I watched a couple episodes of the original Blood vs. Water season.
Oh yeah,
the other day.
It's a good season.
Because my cousin and his fiance were watching that, so I saw Sierra. I saw her mom get eliminated.
Yes, classic move.
Although she hung around on Redemption Island for a while, it seems like.
Her mom did?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. She took like 6th or 7th place, I think, so she couldn't have been there that long.
Huh. But I saw a couple episodes before he got eliminated of Caleb's boyfriend, who I have no idea why he was dating Caleb, because he seemed super nice.
Yeah, I don't... Their home life must be something totally different.
My cousin brought up a good point, which is like, well, you know, Alabama.
Yeah.
Might not have a lot of choices.
I mean, did you listen to S-Town?
I haven't.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah, that's a big part of that.
What was I going to say? I also liked as he got eliminated, he was like, oh, you know, opposites attract, but we have more in common than you'd think. And Jeff was like what? And he went, well, we're both guys. Which I thought was fucking great. But yeah, also, I'm very glad that I have never had to see Tyson play ever again. Because I hate him.
Why? He's a nice guy.
He's fucking obnoxious.
Okay, well, I don't know. You're the only person I've ever heard of who doesn't like Tyson. He makes some really good frozen chicken.
It's a fair point.
No, I never.
Anyway, let's get back to this.
Okay,
season.
Yeah, let's talk about this season and not the season that aired 5 years ago. Over on Ty's tribe, he looks for an idol and finds a clue that says he has to soak a piece of wood that and wait until the tribe insignia appears, and then he can dig the idol out of the wood. I think it was weird. Over on the immunity challenge, they have an immunity challenge. Everyone has to go over a wall. And then they have to roll a wooden cube, and then they have to unlock a chest and grab 100 sandbags and cross a balance beam, and then take those sandbags and shoot them with slingshots at 5 targets.
This is a challenge that has been... I like that sometimes Survivor immunity challenges are like Mad Libs, where it's like... It's like they just take like the same 5 elements and just like reverse them in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like it's like, well, we'll put these somewhere.
It's like...
There's like puzzle pieces and things you have to knock off of other things and a balance beam. And
yeah. I mean, how many different things? That's why when there is something different, it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
But
this was just like some version of every single Survivor immunity challenge ever.
Basically, yeah. Sometimes, though, they'll have to get a 400-pound snake out of the water. And it's like, maybe you should have stuck to the regular thing.
Yeah.
One thing,
the challenges always get more interesting post-merge.
True.
The individual immunity challenges are always more interesting.
Generally. One thing I really like about this season, I'm sure they've done it before, but the challenge takes place entirely on like a small island, like a very small island, like 100 yards across or whatever. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's like a cool...
It is pretty cool.
They give a cool aerial shot. Yeah, you know. I'm just saying... Visually, this is a very good season.
I am not obviously we just moved past it, but one thing I am actually curious about Because you say it was only like 5 years ago or whatever mm-hmm. that Blood vs. Water aired. When did they get rid of Redemption Island? Because I haven't seen a season that they have it. That they've had it.
I mean, Redemption Island is one of those twists that they bring back every once in a while. I think they've done it 2 or 3 times. And it's kind of a pointless twist. It was like
I'm into it, honestly.
It's a fun idea, but it kind of adds nothing to the show. I don't think people loved it. Like it's a fine idea, and if they were to bring it back next season, I don't think anyone would complain. But yeah, it doesn't really add it. Like the fun part of the show is the strategic play, and that doesn't really add anything to anyone's strategy. There's no advantage to going to Redemption Island. It's just like having to survive, and yeah. So like if I
like the idea that it gives someone that you know got screwed or whatever a chance to get back.
Yeah, a second chance.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all right. Like it's fine. If you really like the challenges, it's a fun watch. But yeah. I it's not my favorite thing. But yeah, I don't know. That's
so anyway, this challenge.
Debbie volunteers for the balance beam again. It is shot down and she's very upset. And then when her tribe goes over the wall, she's the first over and yells at her tribe, "First one over." Like, are you 8 years old? Like, what are you doing? And then she complains at the balance beam that she's not the one crossing the balance beam. But it doesn't matter because Mana wins and Tavua wins, which means Nuku lost, which is the tribe I like.
Yeah, I know. The thing with that too, with that challenge or whatever, like now with her, all you have to do is be like, not that it'll matter because it's not like she is really, you know, listening to anyone, but you can just be like, scoreboard, lost the challenge that you did you lost the challenge that you did the balance beam on, and we won the one that you didn't.
Yeah. Michaela says after they lose, last time I played the challenge that sent me home ended with slingshots. This ended with slingshots. This is game changers. The same thing can't happen to me twice. I hope. And then they go back to camp. JT makes an argument about why he should stay and Michaela should go. And then Sandra talks to Michaela about taking out JT since he went against her and told Brad how they were voting in the last tribal council. Then Sandra approaches Varner about voting JT out, and he seems to be on board but says, what if JT has an idol? Good point. What if he does have an idol? What if he plays his idol?
What if JT does have an idol?
Then, like, what do we do if that happens? Oh, you're not going to discuss it at all? Okay. Well, that's weird. Here's the most important part of the show. Alrighty.
I love it.
I love it. Best segment of the entire show. We got some snakes. We got some sharks, we got some fish, we got some birds, we got the manta ray, we got a very scary spider, we saw, I believe, the brown tree snake. Here's the thing with snakes, they all look the same. Unless it's a cobra or a long one, you know, anaconda. I'm not going to know what it is. And then
it's hard to get those out there too, because they don't want none unless you got buns on.
And I never have any buns. I only have Google image search. they're hard to Google because it's like, it's brown. And then all of the snake Wikipedia articles are like, this snake has many colors. It's like, what? Okay, but is it the one I'm looking for?
It gives you like 60 snakes and you're like, no, I just want a brown one. And you're like, well, it's like, well, this one's not brown.
This one's not brown.
There's one tiny brown spot on it at one point. Like, that's not helpful to me.
It's like, sometimes they're brown, sometimes they're gray, sometimes they are dark gray. And it's like, well, I can't tell, like, with the lighting, what color this snake actually is. I took a screenshot of it. Is that helpful? Oh, no, you just told me it's a snake. That literally happened to me this week. I uploaded the image I took of the snake, and I was like, oh, this will for sure, it's a good picture of a snake. it'll for sure tell me what kind of snake. And then Google just said, snake.
Google was like, can't confirm. It is a snake.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Google.
But I eventually figured out that it was the brown tree snake, I believe. This is not a scientific show, so don't take any of my words seriously. They are an invasive species. They have plentiful prey and very few predators, so they grow anywhere on average of just over 3 feet to just over 6.5 feet long.
Okay, they're an invasive species, but how would you even know?
What do you mean?
They look like every other. Oh, because they look like every other snake.
Yeah. Look, more snakes. There's so many snakes here on this island.
Yeah, it's like, well, we didn't have that many snakes, now we have a lot. So yeah. Presumably the one that's here isn't an invasive species.
Yeah. The longest ever found was nearly 10 feet long. Can you imagine a 10-foot long? I mean, I guess anacondas are longer than that, but like, boy, oh boy, that's a long snake.
I mean, I've seen longer snakes than that in a zoo, so yes, I can't imagine a snake that long.
Okay, that's fair. Their bites will not be terribly harmful to an adult human, but can be very serious in children. Here's a fun little factoid about the brown tree snake, which is a gross animal and I hate. Sometime between the end of World War II and 1952, the brown tree snake was accidentally transported to Guam. So now, you know, 65 years later, still.
Someone had, like, a pet one or something, and they took it with
them. I guess it just, like, snuck onto the ship. Or, like, a number of them snuck onto a ship.
How does that happen?
Well, you know, like, how ships are? Like, on a dock? And then they've got the planks.
There's like four snakes that are wearing like black turtlenecks.
Yeah, they're like, I am supposed to be on this ship.
Yeah, and like skull caps, and they're like, all right, let's sneak in.
No, I just imagine like the snakes like slithered up the little plank when no one was looking and hid around for long enough that they got to Guam. Like, unlike Lapidus and his lost buddies, they were going to Guam.
They made it to Guam.
So since 1952, before any vessel leaves, they will stick trained dogs on the boat to hunt out the snakes to see if there are any on the boat. just amazing. I love that. That's great. A thing. You want to get into this tribal council?
Let's go.
All right. So Jeff asks them what happened at the last tribal council, and JT says, I just gave too much information and I got burned too. Yeah. Michaela makes it clear that she doesn't care for JT, and Sandra says, we're going to keep our strongest player in the game, and with him, we're going to move forward. Smart move by Sandra there. With the pronouns, JT continually says that they have to babysit Michaela, and Michaela says, has anyone ever seen me wash dishes? Has anyone ever seen me prepare food? Has anyone ever seen me deliver food on a plate to other tribe members? And the whole time Sandra's just like, yep, yep, yep. And then she turns around to JT and is like, shut the fuck up. Michaela's very good. I like her a lot.
Michaela's great. Yeah, where is that coming from? Like, oh, we have to babysit Michaela. Like, fuck you. No, you don't.
Yeah, because I guess they don't know her. They didn't see her play, and she's the youngest person in the game. So they don't know what to expect from her. I don't know. I'm trying to explain things that make no sense.
And Jeff was like, she wants a participation trophy.
She uses you instead of YOU. These millennials. And then half the tribe is like, that's also us. Like, half the people in the game are millennials. What are you talking about? Then Jeff asks everybody if JT speaks for the tribe because somebody mentioned that. And Sandra says, he makes valid points. Sandra did such a good job of buttering him up, this tribal. And then he asks each person if they're clear on who they're voting for. And when he gets to Michaela, she says, it's not like it matters. I don't know how much Michaela knew about this vote, But if she knew how it was going to turn out, like, she did a very good job. So then they go to vote. Jeff asks if anybody has an idol. And then JT doesn't play his idol.
This is why you can't be that. He was too confident.
He was too confident. Michaela gets the first vote. JT gets the second vote. Michaela gets the third vote. And then another one for JT. And the final one is for JT. He gets up, brings his torch to Jeff. And as he leaves, Michaela says, "Tell Malcolm you sent him home too." And he says,
"Oh, that was
such a defeated tone." "I will."
She fucking ethered him.
Oh my God.
That was incredible.
That was so good. Michaela, like, if Sandra's the queen, Michaela's the princess.
She was like,
she will,
like,
take over soon.
Fuck JT as a label and as a motherfucking crew. And if you down with JT, then fuck you too.
And then in his exit interview, he says he didn't even bring his idol to tribal council. Like, what a fucking idiot.
What a moron. Like, what do you do? He's won this game before.
Yeah, I don't remember his original season. I don't know if I watched it. But based on the two seasons I have seen him in, he has fucked up so bad with idols, and that has gotten him out.
Cannot be trusted with idols.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He is such an idiot. I want him to bring back... I want him to do a season of all returning players again, just, like, dummies versus very good strategic players. So, like, Sandra, Michaela, and all them versus, like, JT and Caleb.
Yeah, you've got, like, your Russell Hanses, yeah, or whatever.
Oh, my God. I would love to see Russell Hans come back. They never will bring him back, but I would love to see him come back.
Johnny Fairplay.
They probably won't ever bring him back either.
No, they won't bring him back, but they would be great if they did.
Yeah. Man, there have been some good... There have been some
Isn't
good
that the
guys.
Move, though, to be like, we will never bring Johnny Fairplay back, and then bring him back, like, way after he was on?
Well, guess fucking what? Did you see the preview for next week?
No.
Somebody's coming back.
What?
Some old survivor is coming back.
Maybe it's Johnny Fairplay.
That's what I'm saying. Be like, oh my God, I'm here, and so is my grandma. This is now Blood versus Water 3. You all have to get married. Yeah, next week is going to be a big episode. Somebody's coming back. To play, to just hang out, who knows? But somebody's coming back. There's going to be another tribe swap, most likely.
Yeah, because Nuku's down to 4, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. They've gotten tribes down to 1 before, and then they just absorbed into the new tribe. So that's, like, the merge. And then also, they're introducing this season's Exile Island. Have you seen a season with Exile Island yet?
Yeah, they did one in the, was it Koran? Yeah, it was Koran.
Oh, okay, yeah. It wasn't, like, the full season, though. It was just, like, a one-time thing, I think.
No, they introduced it because they had, like, an uneven number of people for the tribes.
Oh, I don't remember that. I forget about
that
every
was
season
when,
until...
Oh, what was her name that was really good, who was only, like, 18?
Oh, shit, yeah. What was her name? Ooh, I definitely remember it. She was like the younger version of Andrea.
They gotta get her back.
Yeah,
she's
very good.
Season.
Yeah, she's like the youngest person who's ever played, right? Or was?
I think
Will Wall
she's
is
right
now.
Around there.
Yeah.
Oh, because of Will Whale.
Will Whale, yeah. Fuck, I wish I could remember her name. She's that cute little blonde girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well. She'll be back eventually, and when she comes back, we will remember her name. So, we've got 3 big things happening next week. Let's talk about points, yeah? You want to discuss these points?
I don't know why you would want to talk about points.
Well, Thomas, you're consistent in getting 2 points an episode. Michaela and Ty both survived this week. Good for you.
I was sweating a little bit
know,
about Michaela, but she
were.
Managed to make it.
Michaela is a weird person for me because... I very much like her and want to see her continue to be in this game and eventually win. But also, like, I don't want you to win more points. So, just like a lot of conflicting emotions. So you have 12 points now. I got a point for Andrea surviving this episode. Big ups to Andrea. She's very good at this game and not going to tribal council. Nuku won the reward. Mana won immunity. So do you know how many points that puts me at now?
Does it put you at 12?
Puts me at 11. So watch your back.
Okay, well, I'm still winning, so...
Barely. Just barely.
We would be tied if you had picked someone who was still in the game.
I think I would be winning, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably would.
Maybe
man,
a few points
that
ahead.
Must suck for you.
You know, it's a long game. It's a long, long game. Let's get into predictions. I still have Andrea in the game. You still have Michaela and Ty, but there's going to be a tribe swap. Maybe they'll all end up on the same tribe. That'd be fucking crazy for our point system. Who do you think will win this next reward challenge?
I'm going to say Tavua wins it, whatever iteration of Tavua it is.
I'm going to say Mana wins. Who about immunity, though? Who is going to win immunity?
I am going to say that Tavua also wins
immunity. Mm-hmm. I am going to say the winner of immunity is Tavua. Who do you think will be the next person out?
I think Debbie is the next person out. If she's up for immunity, I think she's gone. If she's up for elimination, I think she's gone.
Who's left? She does seem to be, like, enemy number one, right? I don't want to pick the same person as you. That's not fun. Who else is left? I don't know. Who's Sandra going to go after? You know what? I'm going to say Debbie. I'm also going to say Debbie. Because... I want it to happen. Here, we're going to get an extra point this week. An extra potential point. Who do you think is going to be this player who comes back? Could it be someone from this season? Could it be someone from a previous season? Could it be...
I doubt it's someone from this season.
Could it be... I don't know. You don't know as many people as I do. So...
Yeah, I feel like this is unfair.
We'll just pick somebody at random. It's probably not going to be anybody important. That's not true.
Who would they bring back? Probably someone who hasn't won.
Mm-hmm. Who was from... I'm gonna try to guide you to pick somebody who I think it might be. Who, like... Is the, like, who is left in the game from a couple seasons ago who was in, like, the Cool Kids Alliance and, like, they had a very attractive, fun, lovable alliance member who just wanted that immunity so bad. And he passed out. I'm talking about Joe.
Oh, man, I would like them to bring Joe back.
Do you think it's going to be him?
It might be him.
All right. Well, I'm gonna put you down for that. I think...
All right. Yeah, I don't have a better answer.
I think it's probably going to be Boston Rob. They love...
How did they bring him back
They
again?
Love Boston Rob. Because now he and Rupert were the only people to ever play four times... Now there's two more people this season who have played four times. Boston Rob's got to be like, I have to have the most appearances on the show Survivor. So I'm going to say Boston Rob. He's the Survivor's Jonald Bananas.
This is true.
Speaking of Jonald Bananas, did you watch the challenge? Do you care about the challenge?
No, I don't. All right.
Well, Bananas is probably getting eliminated.
Good.
And then also, like, I forgot this happened, but I just noticed that I wrote it down, so I'm going to mention it too, because it's lame as fuck. I can't believe this dude is real. Okay, so TJ asks everybody who, in the elimination, who they're playing for, and Kara's like, my mom, and Laura's like, my dad, and Daryl's like, my kids, and then Jonald says, some girl back home, who has cancer. And she's like, no, you're not. You're playing for you, my dude. Just say that you're playing for you. I don't like how he, like, sucks up. I'm like, look how much I care about cancer. I don't trust him.
He doesn't care about anybody but him.
Correct. Speaking of MTV shows, have you checked out Argue the One Second Chances yet?
I didn't.
My friend, you are missing out.
Who got eliminated?
Who got eliminated? Good question. Oh, it was Nate and Ellie. I didn't like them. They were from season two. They were really boring and annoying.
As I say, I don't know who either of them are.
Yeah,
so.
You wouldn't like them. Let's get Ashley from Bachelor in Paradise on Survivor, so we can talk about her. Hashtag that Ashley from BIP on Survivor. She'll see it and be like, what a great idea. I will apply immediately.
Yep, so just make sure you get on, fire up them old tweeters, hashtag on Survivor.
Nope, that's not, that's not the thing. Do you think he would be good on that show?
Yeah, man. He's all about them dirty jobs.
That's true.
Hashtag as new host of Survivor.
No, I would never. I would quit this show if that were to happen.
You wouldn't watch the show anymore.
I would quit watching Survivor. I would quit doing this show. I would still do this show, but I would refuse to watch the show, and you would just have to tell me everything that happened, yeah. And I would still bleep out his name.
Oh, we would go full circle then.
Yeah.
Hashtag was new co-host on Survivor.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest, Mike Devlin,
yeah,
or whatever.
He would be the Dunkelman.
Dunkelman, Ryan Dunkelman, yeah. Brian Dunkelman, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I was thinking about Ryan Devlin, so. Ryan Devlin. I would watch Survivor if Ryan
Hashtag
Devlin.
Hashtag Ryan Devlin on Survivor.
Yes, please. Let's get it.
Is that the new one? Is that the new one?
Do you want to switch over? Ashley from BIP on Survivor, we've heard nothing about.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on.
It's time for Ryan Devlin
Ashley.
On Survivor.
Sorry, Ashley.
We'll give her this last week, and if she doesn't apply this week, we'll use both hashtags this week.
And the next
week we will solely be Ryan Devlin on Survivor.
Ryan Devlin on Survivor.
And I feel like we have a better...
As a contestant or as a co-host,
yes,
I don't care
either
which.
Either one. I feel like we have a better chance of getting him on than Ashley or Donald. And
he does feel like he's, if you told me he was Jeff Probst's son, I would believe it. He's the most Probst of any of those hosts.
He is. He's so good. Jeff Probst is going to have to retire at some point. Ryan Devlin is, I don't know,
Ryan Devlin has to take
3 years old. Jeff Probst is like 53 or something like that. By the time Jeffrey Probst wants to retire, I think Ryan Devlin will be about the same age that Jeff Probst was when he started Survivor.
Okay, as a counterpoint to that, Jeff Probst drank whatever the Tuck Everlasting thing was that makes you immortal, because he literally hasn't aged since the show started.
You say that, but you look back on like Borneo or whatever the first season was and be like, oh, he was a little baby. He didn't have so
At
many
least
wrinkles.
At least in like the last 10 to 15 years, he has not aged.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Or 10. I guess 15 years would bring you pretty close back to when Survivor started.
Yeah. I think he's just gotten deeper wrinkles because he's in tropical locations so much, and he, you know, all those deep sun rays, you know?
Yeah, but anyway, he's evergreen.
He's evergreen, yeah.
Jeff is going to look... He's the new Jack LaLanne. He's going to be...
Oh, my God.
You know, he's going to be around forever.
I hope so.
Like Jack LaLanne, who never died.
No. Jack LaLanne on Survivor. to use those hashtags, go to Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel.
Mine is TomNotTom. Also follow at Year Before. We just put a new episode up. I'm in it. It's good.
I need to watch that.
If you want to hear us talk about the Da Vinci Code.
Which I do.
Or if you want to hear us talk about good movies, then, you know.
Like the Da Vinci Code.
Because we also talked about Babel and Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth. What a fucking crazy movie.
And just like your two favorite boys here, those movies are directed by two very good friends.
Oh.
Iñárritu and Guillermo del Toro are both very good friends.
Oh, they both directed Pan's Labyrinth?
No, Iñárritu directed Babel.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't realize that Pan's Labyrinth had two directors. But that's because it didn't. Pan's Labyrinth, my favorite Coen Brothers movie.
They're two of the three, like, big three Mexican directors that are all good friends. The guy that directed Children of Men.
Oh, and, yeah.
Like, Gravity is also good friends with those guys.
Boy, he took a step down there, I think.
What? Gravity's good.
It's fine. It's not as good as people claimed it to be.
Well, I mean, it's not as good as Children of Men, which is, like, a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, also came out that year.
Oh, yeah? That was a good year for movies.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I gotta rewatch Children of Men. I haven't seen that in probably 10 years.
Ethan picked Babel over Children of Men, and I liked Babel just fine, but let me tell you, I was a little heated about that. I wanted to talk about Children of Men.
We can do that. Let's put it on the list. Children of Men for the off-season. We'll watch it. Because I haven't seen that movie in a long time, and I would really like to.
Sure.
All right. There. It's on the books. You can email us at didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. If you email us, sign it your pal, Jeff Probst. You can also shoot us a review on iTunes for 5 stars. Like
5 stars only.
Like an Uber driver. I was in an Uber last night. The dude did not even say hello to me when I got in the car. And then he had a bowl of candy in the back seat, and I was like, fuck yeah, 5 stars, my friend. Just,
oh, man. Well, the first part is just one more reason to hashtag delete Uber.
Here's the thing about deleting Uber is, like, one, that whole thing is, like, over. The message has been sent. But also, like...
Well, no, I mean, it seems like there's a new shitty thing about them coming out, like, every week.
Yeah, that's fair. But also, like... There are a lot of people who that is their sole source of income.
Yeah, but it's also like I get that, but they're also being exploited.
Yeah, that's fair, but let's not get into this right now. I said the review thing. Oh, then there's only one thing left to say, and that is have a great summer.
Deuces. Stitch up the nets, but the couch won't stay. As the nail beds rest in the calico hay, the PG mermaid dressed in macrame is waiting. Road in the fork and a bend in the spoon. The turn cut short as a shadow at noon. Melting like wax in that once full moon is waning. There are sad sacks and insufferable bore. The sharp shots still at the heart.
Let's do this thing.
You gonna count down?
Sure. Ready? One, two, three. Three, two, one.
Go.
All right. Hello, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jay.
Wait, we didn't even do that right. I didn't count down.
Yeah, no, I know.
Let's try that again.
I was like, what is he doing?
I don't know. I was too busy thinking about Monster Factory. I'm sorry.
We haven't done this in a long time. I don't blame you. All right. Three, two, one.
One.
There has to be an easier way to do that.
No, it's the only way to sink.